We put out in the mailing the availus, the sitting of the Shiva, the passing of Mrs. Jean Schindler, which her two daughters, Rosie and Frady, are going to be sitting Shiva in Bell Harbor at their home, at the home on 447 Beach, 141st Street, starting this afternoon until Tuesday morning. They're not going to be having a Shacharis Minyan, but Maariv is going to be at 8 o'clock. So for those that are able to attend, to be Menachem Avel, and I say goodbye to Menashe, one of my students, who gave us the honor of davening with us today. Yes? It's 141st?
Yes.
447, 141st. So it was mailed out today, so... But it's they have Maariv at 8 o'clock. They also have a very early mincha, which the students at the yeshiva are going to be participating in that. But on the card, which we have, Maariv is at 8 o'clock. For those that want to just attend just to be a Menachem Avel, to console the mourners, of course, encouraged to do so. Okay. With that said, let's move on to the laws of tefillah. The next halacha tells us that sarach shalihei dabar chotzeitz beinu levein hakir. It's necessary that when a person davens, a person is supposed to daven right next to, literally to a wall. There should not be any chatzitza. There should not be anything separating the person davening and the wall. With hearing those words, the question obviously is that, what does that mean? You should have an empty room without any chairs, any benches, any tables. So we're going to describe exactly what this means and the significance of this halacha, as well as its source found in Torah Shemachsav, in the written Torah. So that's what it says. The person should make sure that there's no separation between themselves and the wall. The Dabar Kavua, what is, for example, something which is set, something which is permanently there, a permanent structure in a room, could go in Aron, like the Aron HaKodesh, or if it goes to be translated as even a closet, something which is there, doesn't move, einu chotzim. That's not considered to be a chatzitza. It's only something which is temporary, something which moves easily from place to place, that you should not daven near that area, but rather you should try to find the wall. And the Mechaber then tells us that bali chayim einu chotzim, nafil adam einu chotzeitz. So if you have to daven right next to a wall, you can say, well, what happens? I'm standing in behind a few people who are also davening. And so maybe that's an issue. So that's not a halachic issue. That's not considered to be a chatzitza. That isn't considered to be a halachic separation between you and the wall. Now, Mishnah Berurah comments the source of where we find anyone that was particular that when they davened, they would always make sure to daven by a wall. It's Shenemar, as it says, Vayatzev Chizkiyahu panav el hakir v'yispalil, that when Chizkiyahu would daven, he would always make sure that he would be davening opposite, right next to a wall, and then only afterwards he would daven, as it's said, it's a quote in that particular verse, with regard to this person, Chizkiyahu. Now it's brought down by the Taz, as well as the Magen Giborim, that Mikol Makom Ein Ze'ela L'mitzah Min HaMuvchar. This is certainly not a complete situation of a person doesn't daven right next to a wall that's not considered a davening, but mitzvah min muvchar. The best way of performing the mitzvah of davening is in this way. V'leis me'isura, it's not anything which is forbidden. After all, kishit sarach l'kach mitzad d'chok l'makom. Perhaps because of the structure of the room which you're davening in, and the minyan that you're in, it may be impossible to do it. And so therefore, if it's not something which can be done, so it's not something to really be concerned about. But in fact, it is a halacha that for those that are able to daven in such a way, it's preferred. Al kein, therefore, im yeshar, if it's impossible to daven in any other way, kigon. He gives an example. But pa'amim, that sometimes shemispalin biasara be'ezeched, they may be davening with a minion, with a quorum in a room, v'yeshar l'chol adam lamod b'li chatzitza l'kosel. It's impossible that every single person is davening right up against the wall, because if that's so, they'll just be all people right up in the front, right by the wall, there'll be nothing else. And it's impossible. They'll be too crushed. That's not an issue. It's very similar to sometimes in school I have issues with busing. The problem is the kids who are in the front never get into trouble. The kids sit in the back and get in trouble. The problem is, as I told the parents, I wish I had just one long front seat, and that would be it. So this way all the kids can sit in the front, and they wouldn't get into trouble. But it's not happening. It's not practical. So too over here. Therefore, it's not an issue. If you can't daven by a wall, then don't daven by a wall. It's not a problem, because it's impossible. And you can say, well, I can't daven by a wall. I better not daven with a minyan. I'll just daven somewhere else in a different room where I can daven my wind. No. At least daven with a minyan, that's much more important than this particular halacha. Kol makom, nonetheless, when a person is davening, even if they're not davening by a wall, what's the significance of davening right next to a wall? The person, when they're davening, yatzitz einav o yispal b'toch hasidur. A person should either close their eyes, or even if you know the entire Shemoneh Esrei by heart, you should still use a sitter. V'lo yabi l'chutz, in order that your eyes will not look up from outside of the sitter. And why would a person want to do that? In order, because the whole idea of davening next to a wall is not because we love walls, it's because we don't want you to be distracted. We want you to be able to daven and concentrate on the davening. So therefore, if you're standing right in front of a wall, there's not much in front of you to stare at, because it's just a wall. So therefore, that's the best way to daven, because there'll be a way that you'll have the least distractions. Where that's impossible, then you have to be able to create an environment where the davening potentially will also have as little distractions, such as davening from a sitter and looking at the words from that sitter, or closing one's eyes to make sure that you're not distracted. Okay, now we mentioned that otherwise, if there's something else in the room, it could be considered a chatzitza, a separation between you and the wall. It's brought down by the Prima Gadim that he says that this whole issue is only within 8 feet of where you are. However, if it would be that this chatzitza is chutz l'dalad amot, mimenu, rishus acheres hi v'sharei. If it's something which is 8 feet away from you, it's not right up against you, that's already considered to be a domain onto its own, and therefore it's not a problem at all, any of these laws. So that's another thought that's presented. And the Mishnah Berurah then continues and also discusses, how about benches? He says, when a person has pews or benches in a shul, certainly no one considers that to be an issue as a separation between you and the wall, because after all, those pews or those benches or chairs, they're set, they're specifically placed in the shul in a certain way, and they're not moved. And therefore, because of that, a person is allowed to daven even though there may be a bench directly in front of them. However, it is brought down in halacha that there are issues, for example, mitos shelanu, by our beds, that even though it's possible that most people don't move their beds around, they're more koveya, they're more set in one place, some people say tovel hachmer b'de'esher, it's better not to daven in front of your bed, because a bed is considered something which is more temporary in structure, that you can move it from one place to the next, and therefore a person should not daven in front of it, but rather they should daven directly to the wall. And the Mechaber tells us one last halacha, that v'yesh mi she'omer, there are those that say, she'esh l'zahim l'spalel achorei shum adam v'tov l'achos l'dvarim. He actually says that there are some people that are careful from davening behind any person, and perhaps that's also is a good thing. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that a beis achneses, within a shul, de'i efshir b'inyin acher, of course there's no other way a person can daven except that there are people that will be in front of you. Pshita, it's obvious. Demutir l'chatchil l'spal achorei adam, certainly you're allowed to daven behind other people. However, those who are of tremendous piety and fear of heaven, those people make sure, as we mentioned yesterday, that where they daven is always a makam kavua, a set place, which, if possible, neged hakosel, next to a wall.